Duke and Dow with you in studio for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday today. And Star Valley High School track and field, cross country, and indoor track head coach Ty Draney joining us today. Coach Draney, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I think I'm exhausted after that that intro. I don't know.
Well, you have a few titles that you wear, right?
Just a few hats. Yes, sir.
Well, speaking of hats, I'm thinking of warm ones because the phrase indoor track is kind of a misnomer this time of year when we start practice. On Monday, of course, was the first day of practice where you're wrapping up kind of the first week. And the first day of indoor track practice, I just see kids running around in the winter and the snow and the cold. And I thought, that's no different than outdoor track in this part of the country. But kind of talk to us about how the training differs a little bit between cross country, indoor, and then outdoor.
Well, yeah, it's we take what we can get and spin it how we can. You know, first of all, we get it all done because having such a great staff with Coach Young and Coach Balls and Coach Clove, and we get really good at being flexible. Like this morning, you know, there's games all afternoon, so the few nooks and crannies around the building that we practice in will have spectators. And you know, I'm guessing they frown on us throwing shot puts and stuff when people are walking around. And so, you know, so we're just wrapping up, you know, morning practice and breakfast. So, yeah, I would dream someday of having a facility, but we just kind of go and get after it and do what we can. And amazing men and amazingly flexible and give some kids opportunities. So it looks like we have 80 plus this year.
Wow.
And so we take up a lot of room in a lot of different spaces. So it's early. Our first meet is not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. And so we'll know a lot more then. You know, we have some good, solid veteran leaderships. But we got a pretty great freshman class out. And so we're just trying to manage all that and the numbers and stay positive and keep it a positive experience for everybody, and hopefully we can develop some of those some folks into some contenders if they'll stick with us.
80 kids is it seems like compare that to when Star Valley first began indoor track and field. How many kids did you have that time, and what's
I want to say we were 20-ish when we first started. You know, it was an idea that got hatched by there were a group of freshmen that with names like Audrey West and Kirsten McKinn and that crew. That was the first official year for Star Valley. And you know, yeah, it's grown, it's ebbed and flowed, and we've had as many as 90, we've had as few as 40. And so this is kind of a little bubble for us. So hopefully we can keep them, like I say, keep them out, keep them interested, and keep working on. Because track's a game of numbers, and being one of the smaller 4A schools, we need those numbers and to be competitive with the Sheridans and the Casper schools and Cheyenne schools, and so the numbers is part of the game in track, especially.
You talk about that many kids, and I've actually had this conversation with a lot of the other winter coaches as well, and I don't want to dwell on it, but I think when people talk about, you know, being creative with space and practice and things like that, I think the indoor track kids, it's probably the third of the three sports going on, or the three programs going on, when it comes to thinking about it. And you talk about finding the nooks and crannies, and it reminds me that, yeah, they're throwing shots in the common, or at least they used to, different things like that. You've had to get very creative. Kind of speak to that a little bit. And maybe in a perfect world, what would Star Valley High School have in terms of, you know, solving that?
Oh, well, about $50 million in an indoor track facility
okay.
would do that. I had a good friend and colleague ask. He said, hey, you're still going to be coaching when my daughters come through? And I said, well, did a little math. I was like, I hope not. And he says, what would it take? What? I said, there's only one Ballard Johnson. I don't think I could pull that off, man. He's just like, what would it take out of curiosity? And I said, well, if I had a track only indoor facility where we could host meets and we could practice and I said you might have me, you know, they might need to bury me there out in the middle of the track. I said I could coach, you know, the rest of my life if that were the case. But it's a thing, but that's what we do as coaches, is we, you know, want kids to have experiences and make stuff happen. So like I say, work with some great guys and they can do a lot of things, and we just try to do what we can. So yeah, hopefully, like I say, I don't know if it'll be during my career or during my lifetime, but it would be awesome to, you know, because we really, really believe that in what activities in general, but in particular track can do for kids. It gives them a place to belong. It gives them something to do. We, you know, Mr. Hatterley shared over and over the data, you know, the difference between kids' grades when they're involved with something, and this just, it gives 80 kids. That's a lot, right? What are it you is. Talking? 10% of our school has a place to belong here because of indoor track and these guys' willingness to, you know, go on bus trips to exotic places like Casper and Gillette. And so yeah, we believe in what we're doing, and that would be awesome. I get the limitations and the financial commitment with that stuff, but you know, who knows, maybe someone will be living right and someone will, you know, needs a tax write-off and wants to bail us out or something. So
Powerball,
maybe. Well, there you go.
Coach Ty Draney this morning, Star Valley High School indoor track and field coach. You mentioned exotic places, none more than Pocatello, Idaho, right?
Oh, boy.
ISU, that's where your first meet is. But as you prepare for that and get ready for that first meet, looking around the team, who do you see as some of your team leaders this year for the indoor team?
Oh, well, we got some great experience, you know, on the throw sides, like Jonah Manu and Abby Carrillo-Sarate, some of our sprinters coming back, Preston and Sam Gaskell. You know, we have our distance crew with, you know, Brigham, Colton, and Sully, and these guys, and so Gracie Visser. We have the leadership, and we're kind of working on some new things to try to encourage leadership and kind of have a crew to kind of bring the next generation of tracksters along.
Well, you brought that up. You mentioned what you consider to be a strong freshman class, and you know, Duke brought up the beginning and the humble roots of the indoor program, and those kids you brought up then. I'm like, wow, those were all timer type kids, and it kind of takes that commitment from maybe a group of kids, maybe this year's group of freshmen, to be like, hey, let's go win this thing, or let's go be on the podium. You know, it's exciting times.
Yep, it is for sure. It's fun to be a part of it.
Star Valley Track and Field, indoor track and field coach Ty Draney. Well, coach, thank you for your time. Anything we missed about this year's program you'd like to mention today?
I think we're good for now. So, yeah, we appreciate it.
All right, that's Coach Draney. And again, their first meet January 17th. That's going to be at Idaho State University. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on the SVI Radio Network.